This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We're here today because we have filed charges against the state of New York. We have filed charges against Kathy Hochul. We have filed charges against Letitia James and Mark Schroeder, who is with DMV. This is a new DOJ, and we are taking steps to protect Americans, American citizens, and angel moms, like the mom standing right behind me, who you're going to hear from in a moment. New York has chosen to prioritize illegal aliens over American citizens. It stops today.
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Vox News Sunday.
Great to have Shannon back with us this morning. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about Pam Bondi going after Kathy Hochul up in New York and Letitia James? Were you surprised by that yesterday?
Well, listen, the executive order, if you'll remember, that the president signed very early on, I mean, I feel like in the first couple of days, talked about the fact that not only were they going to try to go after funding for any localities and states that impeded their work in these ICE raids and deportation, there's language in that executive order that says, and we may go after these officials with criminal or civil penalties if they're violating the law when it comes to immigration. So, listen, she's official. She got sworn in, and she's not wasting time making good on that executive order.
Well, it's for a past offense, though, isn't it? I mean, they had an angel mom there who lost her child to a illegal alien with a driver's license in New York.
Yeah, and my understanding is the measures that were filed yesterday, these lawsuits that were filed, they're civil in nature. They're going after this green light law that they have in New York that shields people who are there or in the country illegally. And what the Justice Department is asking is for that law to be, you know, essentially obliterated, saying that it's in conflict with federal immigration law and that you can't be giving these kinds of protections to people who are in the country illegally because it disrupts what the feds have the power to do, which is to regulate illegal and legal immigration.
How are these illegals even getting these driver's licenses? Because we had an illegal not too long ago here in the city of St. Louis who hit and killed a local police officer. You know, they have these jobs. I know, you know, ICE has been going to some of the restaurants and raiding them and all these people are worried. Well, how are they even getting to those jobs if they don't even have legal status?
Yeah, well, I feel like across the country, that's a question that so many communities will have to ask themselves. Because also, if your local economy becomes dependent on having people who are here, not legally, they're probably being exploited. Businesses, you know, there's been this question about E-Verify, something that will require all businesses, yes, employers across the country to use this system that would verify somebody's legal status. And it's been interesting to me here in Washington, every time that's part of an immigration package, it is really disregarded. And I'm saying by people on both sides of the aisle who don't want that to be a part of the the whole compliance program. But to me, as an everyday American, it doesn't make sense. Why wouldn't you want E-Verify so you understand how people are getting jobs you know, whether they their status is being checked. If you hold an employer responsible, that's going to have a lot more weight than holding somebody responsible who's here illegally, who can evade, who can leave and come back in the country if they need to. Why not include the employer part of that plan? But it is a really tough sell on Capitol Hill for some reason.
It's true, Shannon, and maybe there's a chance it'll get some traction now, but it's often groups like the Chamber of Commerce that lobby right. against that, right?
It is. I mean, some of these business interest groups that have yeah. really strong lobbying interests here, very powerful in Washington.
It's true. I have encouraged our Secretary of State and others here to push for E-Verify for voter registration. It's a no-brainer. I mean, why would you not run somebody through that system just to make sure they're legal and they're not just checking a box mm-hmm. saying that they're a legal citizen? I don't know.
Yeah, and every time you ask that question, why wouldn't we be for E-Verify, especially if it's going to protect people, it would protect employers against, you know, getting entangled in illegal issues as well. You know, there's always, well, the compliance is so expensive and the program wouldn't be perfect and people would still slip through. As you know there, it doesn't exist yet.
It's true. So the deadline was yesterday at 7 p.m. Eastern, I believe, for people to take the president up on his buyout. And he got some good news from a federal judge yesterday, right?
He did. So a federal judge said that program can move forward. You know, some of what he's done is tied up in injunctions and court battles, and some of this is going to really take time to play out. Which cases end up at the Supreme Court? That's going to be another big question. But for yesterday, yeah, a federal judge said that program can move forward. The government, the federal government, the Trump administration says we're going to make good on this. Last numbers we heard, 65,000 or more who have actually taken the deal. And the White House says, good, we're glad you took it. We're going to make good on it. And take it to the bank.
Wow. We're talking to Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday. I was watching the coverage this morning, of course, of Tulsi Gabbard being sworn in by Pam Bondi. It's RFK's votes this morning, right?
Yes. RFK goes to a vote today. Brooke Rollins, also for Ag Secretary, will head to a vote this afternoon. But, I mean, this RFK one is since the minute his name was announced, there have been so many dips and turns on this roller coaster ride. But picking up the votes of Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski almost guarantees, absent some surprises today, that he will get across that finish line. Of course, we're all watching to see what Mitch McConnell does after the vote on Tulsi Gabbard. But it looks like RFK has the votes that he needs.
Wow. Wow. You know, I was a little surprised. Didn't Tulsi Gabbard leave the Democratic Party over the way they treated Bernie Sanders? And then Sanders ended up voting against her yesterday.
Yeah, I think that they when it comes to national security and surveillance and all kinds of things, I think that at the end of the day, Bernie Sanders was not willing or ready to go where Tulsi Gabbard is planning to go as DNI. So, what an arc of a political career that we've seen with Tulsi Gabbard. And listen, she had big, big skeptics within Democrats and Republicans for this particular position. And she did multiple meetings with some of these senators who were really concerned about her positions on Edward Snowden and Syria and Putin and all kinds of things. But there was enough of a charm offensive and deep conversations that some of her toughest skeptics said, all right, we're going to keep a really close eye on what she's doing, but we feel like the president gets this nominee.
Shannon, I just have to ask you, like, I watched some of your Super Bowl coverage. You ever just pinch yourself and think, like, wow, this is fantastic. I got to come down and see the game and do all this other stuff.
Every single day. It is never lost on me that a kid who grew up in Tallahassee, Florida, wearing her cousin's hand-me-downs, gets to go do all this cool stuff, and I'm eternally grateful. And yes, pinch myself on the regular.
I'll bet. What's coming up Sunday?
So we do have a couple of people locked in. I don't know that I can tell you just yet, but somebody new, big name from the Trump administration is with us on Sunday. And we have a Democrat senator who has been a very vocal critic of all that's gone on so far to be our counter on the other side. And so we'll have you fair and balanced on Sunday.
We'll be watching. Shannon, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, see you later. Shannon Bream there. You, of course, you can listen to Fox News Sunday right here on 97.1 FM Talk on the radio at about 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.